how much damage is being done by what is going on right now, Mark?
I can't calculate it, Judy, in concrete terms, other than to say it's dangerous. I mean, America has been the envy of the world. It's been an example to bring millions of people to our shores, a free and open democracy where every voice is heard. To have the elected leader of that nation charged that it is not that it's corrupt, that it's criminal, is damaging beyond my calculation. I hope it's reparable, but it'll be a while before we find out just how much damage has been done.
David, how deep is the damage that's being done?
Well, 77% of Republicans or Trump backers say the election was stolen by fraud, according to a Monmouth poll. A lot of those same people don't believe in man-made climate change. A lot of those same people don't believe that masks can save your life. So there's a section of a country that's become detached from reality, and under Trump, paranoia has become a style, a resurgent style. I wrote a column about this a week ago, and I tried to theorize that this derives out of a sense of menace and threat, that people feel existentially unsafe, and so they grasp for conspiracy theories because it makes them feel powerful, that they see the truth. It makes them feel agency. They can expose the evil cabals. And I think there's some truth to that, a lot of people just feel very scared economically, socially, racially, and out of that fear comes paranoia. But I got a lot of emails from people, like I got one from a guy in Palo Alto. He said, the neurosurgeon down my block believes all this stuff, so where's his anxiety? And I have to say, I don't know the answer to that question.